From ESG Post in Singapore, I'm Zara Maung and this is the ESG Podcast. Nabi Ratsanthayati is Deputy Vice President of Sustainable Development at the Stock Exchange of Thailand and takes the lead on promoting sustainability disclosure to Thai-listed companies. I talked to her about the latest reporting developments in Thailand and what benefits Thai companies are seeing as a result of ESG disclosure. Hi, Narirat. Thanks for joining me. Could you give me an overview of the ESG reporting landscape in Thailand?
First of all, to give you some background about the landscape of Thailand and Thai capital market, the Stock Exchange of Thailand, we are more like a capacity builder. We are not the regulator in sustainability or sustainability disclosure. It's the Thai SEC or Securities and Exchange Commission that is the regulator. So the main approaches that we use in order to promote sustainability and sustainability reporting among Thai listed companies could be defined into four approaches. The first one is standard setting. We work closely with the SEC. So the SEC works mainly on the regulations. Right now, all Thai listed companies are required to disclose their ESG performance in their annual public filings in an apply or explain. While the Stock Exchange of Thailand, we are more focused in providing tools like guidelines, manuals, and best practice showcases. However, giving such tools might not be sufficient. So we also do the capacity building approach. So what we have done is that over the past 5 or 6 years, we offer Thai listed companies with ongoing training, workshops, starting from how to start your sustainability journey, how to evaluate what are the material topics, or the ESG risk of that company, and how to measure your ESG performance, to how to disclose your sustainability performance as well. And we also use the company visits to engage with board members and top management to ensure that they get their management buy-in and they set the right tone at the top, you know, because tone at the top is one of the things that we consider very, very important. And it is the key success factor to how a company could implement ESG integration into their business and into their day-to-day operations. Mm-hmm. And the third approach that we use is the benchmarking. We annually conduct corporate sustainability assessment for all Thai listed companies. It's voluntary basis. And we also provide them with a feedback, what are the areas that they should improve and what are the areas that they are strong. So they would see how they stand compared to their peers in the same sector and at the same size as well. So with that, there was no like how to improve their ESG performance. And at the end of the day, we use the carrots approach, which is recognitions and awards. So we come up with Thailand Sustainability Investment, which is a stock list. We call it THSI stock list. This list is consisted of, you know, lots of Thai companies with outstanding ESG performance. And on top of that, the THSI stock list is used as the universe for our set THSI index, which is the sustainability index. In addition, we also offer awards for, we call it set sustainability excellence awards for companies with exemplary sustainability practices. So these are the four main approaches that the Stock Exchange of Thailand has been encouraging sustainability management among Thai issuers. And on top of that, we work closely with other capital market stakeholders, including regulators, you know, all associations of listed companies, association of brokerage firms, as well as association for securities companies and analysts.
Are they all reporting on sustainability, all of the companies listed on your exchange?
All of them disclose on their ESG performance somehow, but with the SEC's regulation, it gives Thai issuers flexibility, like how far you want to go in terms of the content, in terms of the approach or the standards. So they do not specify that you need to use this or that reporting frameworks. So basically, it's up to the discretion of listed companies. But for the Stock Exchange of Thailand, we try to help them to be more specific. So right now, the Thai Exchange and the Thai SEC are working together in order to make the new regulation on the sustainability risk disclosure more specific in terms of the terms we use. So in the past, the SEC's regulation said that Thai listed companies should disclose on these 8 topics. And one of the 8 topics I could use as an example is environmental management. But the extent of the content that you have to go through in you know, under this topic is not specified. So some companies, they are not sure what is expected when you mean like environmental management. So in the new regulation that will come out by the end of this year, we would be more specific. What we mean about environmental management is that we expect that you would have an environmental management policy, your strategy and your plans in order to manage it. And also it would be good if you could provide the targets and compare how you have been done and what is expected. So it's kind of like they have a clearer picture of what to be reported.
What are the drivers for companies listed on your stock exchange and in Thailand in general to engage with ESG reporting?
I believe that one of the main reasons that they try to master their ESG reporting is that they see the benefits along the way, you know, the processes of sustainability reporting. It will help them to have the opportunity to engage with board members and top management. And once they have top management and board members at the same table, they could inform them about the risks and about the opportunities that ESG factors bring in. So one of the things is, it's about internal engagement. And also, another thing is about external engagement. So it's part of the process of sustainability reporting is they got to engage with external stakeholders, for example, shareholders, customers, communities, as well as regulators. So they get insights from external stakeholders that will be useful not just for the reporting, but also for business operations. So I would say that sustainability reporting is like a process that they could use in order to engage their stakeholders in a more holistic way. And at the end of the day, it's about communication with all of their stakeholders about what they're doing and how they have been progressing in terms of their sustainability journey.
What's the level of reporting? I know that there are a variety of different sizes of companies listed on your exchange. And does that affect the quality of the reporting, the size of the company?
Yes, I think that the size and the resources that companies have do have some impact on the quality of reporting in terms of, let's say, for example, for large companies. Normally, they would have a dedicated team that would be responsible for sustainability reporting. But this team is not the only team that would work everything about sustainability reporting, but they are more like agent to talk and have discussions with other departments across the entity or across the organization. So this team would have the role to play in terms of communication, in terms of engaging other departments to understand the value and the necessity of why the company needs to do sustainability reporting. And also, but for the smaller companies, I would say that since they have less resources, so most of the cases is that we found is that smaller companies tend to have smaller team to work with, you know, work with sustainability reporting, and sometimes they do not have enough resources in order to work on, you know, sustainability reporting and to cover everything. As we said, that one of the main reason that would make the reporting quality is stakeholder engagement. So sometimes imagine that if it is a really small company, they do not have enough time, resources, team in order to engage all of their stakeholders. So somehow they might have limited perspective in terms of the input in order to come up with a sustainability reporting. So that's how the Stock Exchange of Thailand comes in to help them. We come up with the guidelines for particularly for smaller companies to help them, like if you want to report, what kind of areas that you should focus on no matter what sector you are in, because we're trying to make it universal. For example, like issues about climate change, human rights, supply chain management, and governance. These are the areas that, and innovation, of course. So these are the areas that even small companies, you have some, you know, exposure to these topics, and we help them list out the indicators that they should take into consideration along the reporting process.
Do companies find it worth their while to report on ESG, both small and large? How have they benefited?
I would say that for the benefits that they would gain, no matter what size they are, the first thing is about the process improvement. Because along the process of reporting, you would have the data collection, you would see how you have been performing in such and such areas. So during the reporting process, it would offer you the opportunity to take a closer look and monitor on your progress and see how and where you could improve. So the first thing definitely is about improvement of the corporate performance. And another thing that I would say that no matter what size you are, but you would definitely gain the benefits, is transparency. Is how you gain trust from your stakeholders. Let's say that company A does not disclose anything, even though it's big, and the company B, which is like even smaller, but they try to be transparent. So which company would you be interested in as an investor, right? So basically, reporting is always about transparency. And with such transparency, you can gain trust not just from investors, but also your customers, your potential, human capital. You might attract, talents. And one of the things that I would like to point out here is that in order to make others get to know you better, you should say hello first, you know. And in order to get to know somebody else, you might have to say hello in order to introduce them to your life and get to know each other. You know, one of the example that I find interesting is that last year, a CEO of a small company, it is listed in a small trading board in Thailand, he shared with me that he successfully got one of joint venture projects done due to his sustainability performance. And I asked, like, how so? And he said that his partner, his business partner, is a foreigner. And, well, they do not know much about this company. So what he shows them is annual report and also the sustainability report. It shows that we have done all of this. We try to ensure that we have the effective internal control and governance systems. So it could lead to gaining more trust from the business partners. That's one of the examples that I see very useful for small companies.
Now, what about the challenges? Have you faced any challenges in trying to encourage companies to engage with ESG? And have the companies found challenges as well along the way? And have they been overcome and how?
One of the main challenges that I found along the way in engaging with all sizes of companies is that it's quite challenging for companies to get the tone at the top and to get management buy-in, because sometimes like people in sustainability team or other departments that are responsible for sustainability, they did not have the chance to convince the board members or maybe their messages were not reached them. So what happened in Thailand is that some companies really requested us for our help. They invited us to talk to their board members and top management to ensure that board members really understand about what is sustainability. It's not just about philanthropic activities, because that's how sustainability was perceived in the past. So the Stock Exchange of Thailand fully supports all listed companies. So we have company visits to meet with top management and board members of listed companies. So once you become listed, we have a team dedicated to go straight and talk to your board members first, since day one, in order to make sure that your board members get the clear and right message. And as we are the Stock Exchange of Thailand, it seems like our voice is heard. So that's how we help small companies in order to overcome their challenges.
Do you have expansion of reporting plan for the future, and how so?
Well, for the expansion of reporting, I would think of it in two dimensions. It's not just about the expanding in terms of the quantity, but also the quality. I think that the quality is even more important. So in terms of the quantity, the number of Thai-listed companies that are adopting or referring to GRI standards is around 100 out of a total of 700 listed companies. So we keep on promoting a better understanding about GRI standards as well as other reporting frameworks to ensure that these are the standards or frameworks that you could use and how to report with reference to these frameworks. We have been doing the GRI training for more than 4 or 5 years, and 4 years at least, I think. But also in terms of the quality, we engage with smaller sized companies by having a pilot project that we coach them, and we, you know, engage from board members and top management. That would be it's like a series of meetings with the same company. It's like ongoing project. So for the first meeting, we engage with the board members and top management first. And what is sustainability reporting? And what would be the benefits you would, you know, receive from sustainability reporting? And how we would help you? So the second meeting would be more like a small workshop that our team would engage with sustainability people and some other people in other departments as well, that would help contribute or give the input for our reporting. So we would walk them through all the processes on materiality analysis and stakeholder engagement, because we do believe that you should disclose what is material to your performance, to your financial performance. And also you need to engage your stakeholders in order to make your report quality. So we walk them through all of these processes, and also we guide them through some indicators in like all the areas, both the social, environmentals, and governance areas.
And with all this expansion of reporting, do companies on your exchange, especially the larger companies, find that they are experiencing reporting burden? How can that be remedied?
Yes, as you may know that Thai large companies are members of the Dow Jones Sustainability Index, and also some of them report in lines with the GDP, you know, the climate, the water, the forestry. So it could be burdensome for them when what we call is like, you know, questionnaire or assessment fatigue. Or if we also have the local assessment as well. And most of the large companies, they also respond to our assessment as well. So what the Stock Exchange of Thailand has been doing is that we try to keep our assessment in line with other questionnaires, and we try to see what is common among all reporters or raters, and try to minimize the workload for issuers, because we know that they're trying to do their best. However, it takes resources in order to reply or participate in all the assessments.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.